Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio. And a very warm welcome to all of you. Mike Cavalli here, and joining you and me around the table is Meeting Your Guides. Well, over many shows we've spoken about guides and light workers in some, well, really fragmented form. I've kind of touched on how to get in touch not only with your guides but your loved ones, light workers, and God only knows what other life forms that are linked with us. So today I'd like to put this into some kind of form. Naturally, we're not going to be able to crack the case, so to speak, in one hit. Or maybe you might be fortunate to do that. But for the most part, it takes time, and we do this step by step. The process is really rather simple for connecting with the higher realms. But first, we must overcome our old nemesis, trust, or rather lack of trust, because for a period of time you would think that it is your imagination. Actually, there is a side benefit to this, and that is you really start to get to know your own personality again, in the sense of how much you really trust yourself. You also learn how much you are holding back on yourself, and how much belief in yourself that you can actually do this, that you can actually connect the two worlds. But to get back on track, there are many keys to many doors that you may need to unlock, and there are two ways we can go about it. Both state intention, and that is important for the communication process. So I'll start with the simplest idea first of all. Some would call it the lazy man's approach, and by the way, it's something I do every night, and I don't think it's particularly lazy. Every night before I attempt to sleep, I simply talk to my guide or guides and ask them, whatever work we do tonight, I would also like to see, let's say, Mum, for example. I'd like to remember the conversation when I wake up. You can also ask to remember the work that you're doing in the astral while your body rests. The choice is yours. It's limitless, actually. Now, upon waking, write it down. By writing it down, it helps you recall the whole picture that thinking about does not accommodate. And after a while, you can skip the writing, as your mind will be trained to remember small but important details. Now, if it's just your guide or guides that you want to get to know, then be aware that they may not come to you visually, but rather, even in sleep state, they may present themselves to you with a feeling, and that feeling is recalled at any point in time. You'll have a aha moment when you learn to correlate the two. So don't push too hard for names and visuals. Simply accept what is given. For all that it's worth, I still do not know what my guides look like. If it's a he or a she, I feel it's a he. But I know the feeling they give me when they are close. This is Mike Cavalli. So, what other ways can we connect with our spirit guides and loved ones? Well, let me first say that trying to connect with a loved one who has passed can be the hardest thing to do. But with practice, and here comes that word again, trust, you will slowly build up a vibration that matches the vibration of your loved one. The problem is that you naturally have a lot of information about them, and it will take time to know the difference between your thoughts and theirs. Of course, there's also the emotional aspect as well, and if we get too over emotional, that can block the link also. To give you the heads up, I cannot recall the last time I heard my mother speak. She normally comes through with feeling, and the message is in the feeling, if you like. There is also true of my father, but other mediums, when they've given me information, when I've had a reading from other mediums, and they bring my mother and father through, it normally is clairvoyantly. This is because they don't have really any prior knowledge of them and can allow the information to flow through without any resistance. So, but friends and family aside, the question of guides, we naturally, the best way to initially connect with a guide is to meditate on a regular basis, even if it's 10 minutes a day. A small regular amount of time is better than a as and when type of policy. Spirit love intention. This will help create a vibrational match. It is also important to open your energy centers. There are many on YouTube for you to select from, meditations and how to open your energy centers and so on. And just let them know upstairs that the meditation that you will be doing is for connecting with the guides. Again, intention. Should you choose a guided meditation, make sure that it is suitable to your needs. So it's all about intention, really being thorough, and no wishy-washy stuff. We really have to know exactly what we want. And so what can we expect? Well, as always, expect nothing and receive everything. Your guide may present him or herself with clarity. And don't worry if you get a Native American on horseback. I get quite a few people get concerned about this because they say, Mike, you know, surely is this my imagination, because this is what I expect. This is seems to be the norm. Everyone seems to talk about this. Well, if you're doing the meditation and you're opened up your energy centers and that's what comes through, then it's obviously, I can't say with surety, but generally, yes, that will be your guide. It could also be that your guide presents him or herself in that way to help you stabilize this image, if you like. It's a big topic. It really is a big topic, and we could spend all day talking about this. But again, don't worry if your guide doesn't present him or herself to you. You may just have a feeling of when that guide is around you. You may be overwhelmed with love or protected. You might feel a particular sensation around the face. For example, you might suddenly feel that you've got a beard and a moustache because you feel the sensation there. But for what it's worth, I know who my guide is. I sense that it is a man and a very old soul, but I couldn't tell you what he looks like. But I think I also have various guides popping in and out to do different jobs. Again, none of them reveal themselves. I know who my gatekeeper is. I know her history, and I know quite a lot about her, but not a lot about my guides. And also, excuse me, before the meditation, ask your guide to give you some information that can help. I know I said expect nothing and receive everything. I think this is a slightly different case. This is information that can help you connect a little bit more. This may come in symbols. You may even be fortunate enough to receive it clairvoyantly. It's important to simply allow the process, and that's it. Please do not try to force anything. It will have the adverse effect. And you may not have much success on the first attempt. Don't worry. It's quite natural. But keep at it, and results will sure, absolutely will be sure to follow. And so all you got to do, my friends, is leave your logic at the door and collect it when you're done. And it's that simple. So, excuse me, let's go over to the lines. Let's go to our first caller, who is in Kentucky. Hello, you're through to Mike. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're through to Mike.
Hi, my name is Melanie. Yeah. How are you?
I'm very well, Melanie. How are you doing?
I am well. First time caller to your show. I didn't expect
Welcome.
To get through so soon.
Synchronicity. There you are. So, how can we help you?
Well, I don't think I know who my guides are either, but I do often feel presence around me and mm-hmm. see a specific number up to 3, 4, 5 times every single day,
right.
whether it be change I get back in the store or, you
right.
know, the percentage of battery I have left on my phone, et cetera.
Right.
But I guess I really don't know if I'm supposed to ask a question or if I'm supposed to let you lead the way, and I apologize.
No, that's fine. Ask a question. I think that's probably going to be the best thing. So just fire
okay.
away, whatever's on your mind.
Okay. I would like to know if one that has passed that has anything to tell me.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, first of all, let's just talk about your guides, and then we'll get on to some other information. as I say, quite often we don't know who our guides are, but what I've been told here at the moment, are you feeling, is it your hands that are feeling cold at the moment? Because I've just been told there's sort of a cult, because this is your guides stepping forward, and this is one way to recognize that they are close to you. And it's a difference between cold weather. You see, as I talk now, my hands are cold, my knees are cold, but my body is warm, and it is nothing to do with the weather out. This is my guides coming close. So this is the first thing to recognize. So is that something you can understand, that your hands at the moment are feeling coldish?
Yes, and they do. I do understand that, because
right.
sometimes they tingle.
Good.
And so I'm familiar with, yes, and they do feel cold.
Okay, so the question is that clearly that your guides are really trying to get through to you. They want to connect with you. So usually when they want to connect with you, it isn't just for a general chat, although that can happen. There is a purpose that you have to. There's a purpose for you to fulfill, and it will inevitably be on a spiritual path. That's a spiritual journey that you're going on. I thank you. It's absolutely clear that you are clairvoyant. You're not only psychic, but you're clairvoyant. And so you do possess the gift of spirit communication. So have you been told this before, or is this something you're aware of?
Because, yes, and I'm
yeah.
aware. Yes, very
yeah.
aware. Very, very aware.
Okay, so this is something now that you should put into practice, because this will help fulfill your life. Because thank you. This is they're telling. What's coming through is there's a little gap in your life, and you will find not so much fulfillment in doing mediumship work. But what it will do is will put you in a place where your life will be much more fulfilled outside of your spiritual work. So learning either psychic work or spirit communication will give you the opportunities to lead a more fulfilled life. And now, what was that word again? They chose a word there, and that's gone. But it will help you go forward in your life. It's just a case of accepting it. Thank you. I'll give you this information. Also, it's also important because they're telling me that you're walking around quite open most of the time, and you haven't closed yourself down correctly. So are you aware that you're pretty much open, say, spiritually speaking, with your light, as it were, because it's important to make sure that you're closed down during the day, and that you only open up for when you do meditation or when you want to start doing the spiritual work. Does that make sense to you? Because I can actually more or less, as I tune into you, see your light, and it's quite it's quite bright, actually. So that's what I wanted to say to you. Does that make sense to you?
It absolutely makes sense. I'm trying to learn how to turn off my channels, and because I'm constantly open.
Yeah.
I know how to protect myself, but yes, absolutely. You're speaking to me so clearly. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, the thing with the closing down and making sure you are protected, there's nothing adverse around. You're well and truly protected. The thing to do is just to see the light coming in close to you. Just draw the light in close to you. Before you go to bed, draw the light in and just keep it close to you. Put a cloak of protection around you. This is something that, thoughts become things. So just put this cloak of protection around you and absolutely tell the spirit world that I'm not open for business just yet, okay? And when you do want to do this, you take your cloak of protection off, open yourself up, and then you start to do the work that you want to do. I also, when I come back from the development circle that I run, I also put on some music, or I watch something lighthearted on TV just to break it all up. And that's what you can do. It'll happen straight away. There's a lady coming through in spirit right now. She's got the letter J. I think it's the letter J. It could be a T, but it looks like the letter J. But there is a lady coming through in spirit. And I think she's quite elderly. It's difficult to tell her age. I would think she's approaching 70. And she gives the impression she was quite strict when she was on the earth plane. Before I carry on, and try and get a bit more from her. Do you know any idea just yet who this is?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. All right. And I say she was quite stern because the way she just looked, because she wants to impart some information onto you, because she wants you to, she says, take things more serious. Not that you're a joker or somebody that's doesn't take things in a light-hearted way, but what I think she's saying is that don't just mess around with something, get into it and do it, and don't put it down. Okay, don't feel disheartened when the going gets tough. Well, was this lady something to do with education at all? I just felt there's something around her, around teaching. She might not have been a professional teacher, but she knew her stuff. This is what I'm getting from. But would you understand what she says about, knuckle down, make a decision, do it, don't give up, just keep going for it. Okay.
She taught me about she taught me a lot about growing up. She was my leader, but this is my grandmother, and I'm now caring for her husband, her late husband, and living with him. So she was very tidy, and I'm not as tight. You could literally eat off of her toilet, and I just can't live up to those standards, and she may be talking about that.
Right. Yeah. Possibly, because she sort of looked sideways and sort of gave this, that kind of thing here. But does the name ring a bell with you at all? It might not be her name, but this name with a J or a T coming, and it doesn't matter if you can't take it.
Her middle name was Jean.
Okay. I mean, I was looking more towards Jane. Would she have been known by her middle name or not?
No, she wasn't known by her middle name. She wasn't.
Right.
But
okay.
She always called me, my middle name is Joe, and she always called me Melody Joe.
Okay. All right. And who is it that keeps putting the pen or pencil in their mouth? She's showing me. Is that you that sits there with a pen and pencil, or a pencil in your mouth and choose the end of it.
Yes.
Yes. And she's just given me a little slap on the hand there. So you mustn't do that, she said.
Okay. Okay.
So let's just wrap this up and tell you now, okay, as with a lot of these things, you're now heading on a path. You're now heading on a journey. It's up to you. When this begins, the spiritual stuff is completely different from everything else. But start this and start this communication stuff, and it will just bring you to where you need to be. I just want to leave one thing. Who is it that's getting married soon? Is it someone who's getting married, or is there a marriage somewhere? She's talking about someone being married or getting married. And I think it's a future event. Would you know anything about this?
Possibly my father.
Possibly your
father.
Okay. All right, then. Well, she brings this in. Look, I think she's in charge over the other side here with everyone here. I don't think she strays too far from you, actually. I think you'll know when she's around. The smell of bleach. Possibly, or that kind of freshness, you'll know when she's around. Okay, so you know it doesn't change when you cross over to the other side. Okay, they still have their personalities, and they evolve. Of course, they do. But I think you've got a lot to look forward to if you focus your attention on what you really want. What you really want to do, and I feel that's been coming. I feel you've been building up to this. Don't be nervous by it. Rise to the challenge, and know that it's your higher self that's encouraging you to move forward. So I'll leave you with that, if that helps you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and bless you. And you have a wonderful evening.
I will do. And I look forward to your company again at some time in the future.
Yes, okay. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got a little cough there. Let's go over to New York. Hello. You're through to Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. In terms of my spirit guides, I don't know who that is, but the only way they communicate with me is with angel numbers that I get on a regular basis.
Oh, really?
Whatever situation I'm going through, I get angel numbers.
Really? How interesting. And how do you feel about that? That helps you out?
Yeah, absolutely, because the numbers are always in connection with whatever I'm thinking at a time. Or whatever situation I'm dealing with at a time.
Fantastic. That's and I just want to ask you another question. Has this been getting stronger and stronger, this angel card numbers? Is this something that's been developing, or is it something that's always been with you?
No, it's developing, because at first I didn't know what it was. You know, it's slowly.
Right,
I kept seeing 1111, 1111, and eventually when I started looking into it, then it started getting 2, 2, 3, and then, you know, now I'm aware of it. So whatever situation I'm going through, whatever, then I will see the number, you know, for instance.
Right.
You know, like, lately I've been seeing a lot of 555, you know.
Right.
Turn around, so I'm really excited about that. We'll see.
Yeah. good. Well, how can we help you today, angel numbers aside?
What the message do you have for me? You know.
Okay. Okay. Let's see who comes through in spirit, anyway. First of all, and see, maybe not. Maybe no one is coming through in spirit. It was quite funny there. I've got somebody here on the other side who's quite argumentative when he's down here, because. This is a man, because when I said let's bring someone through, he said, well, no, let's not. You know, he's just showing his personality when he was on the earth plane here. But no, seriously, this man, he has a little bit of a laugh with it. And he steps through here. This man had problems with throat. I think he may have I had, I'm not sure. No, I don't think he had a problem. He had a very groggy voice, a really, a voice like he smoked a lot of cigarettes. He's not showing me yet that he smoked cigarettes. So it was really sort of rough and deep. At the moment, would you have any idea who we're talking about here?
No, you said he's big. Is that what you said? He was big?
Well, hearty, you know. When he walks into a room, you would notice him. It's very difficult to... I think it's more of the energy that he brings out rather than physical size. But okay. he was somebody that... and I think he's being argumentative was just for fun, actually, it sounds like. He would just want to be, you know, get people stirred, get people a little bit motivated, as it were. It's this type of person who I've got here. Yeah, so does that make sense to you?
I don't quite know who that is yet. I have an
okay.
idea, but I'm not sure that's a person.
Okay. Yet. Okay. Well, let's just work with him because he is here. He is come through. okay. So I think this person here, he's come through because it's okay. He's here for all kinds of things here. First of all, let's look at the work area in and around you. Well, actually, no. You see, it's very strange. He's just said, no, let's not look at the work area. Okay, all right, we'll do what this man says. Okay, he wants to give you something quite uplifting here. He's noticed how much better you feel about yourself, and we want to go probably about 4 months, 5 months. So something has happened in and around you within the last 4 or 5 months that makes you feel more positive, more optimistic, that things are all going to go, maybe not to plan, but they're going to go, they're moving forward. And this is something that he brings. He brings a little bit of optimism with him because you have a lot more optimism now about your future. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, yes.
Yeah, good. Okay, patience is the game. Patience is the name of the game. It's very easy for all of us to tell someone to be patient when it's not happening to us. But I feel you're getting yourself into a place now, thank you, where you really have found who you are, what you are, where you're going, what you want to do in your life, relationship wise, and so on and so forth. There's been disappointments, and yes, of course, excuse me, relationship wise, if you're not in a relationship, something new is coming along. If you are in a relationship, something is going to change to make this relationship bright and fresh and new. I think there's something new coming along for you,
yeah.
And it's coming along because of your personality now. You've got lighter within yourself. You're not being so hard on yourself anymore. That's what they're coming through, and they like this. I think this is why this guy has come through here to give this message to you. And I'm just trying to get some names here, but they're all stepping back a little bit. Very strange. Were your family, would you understand your family on the other side, that they weren't quite forthcoming, because they're not so forthcoming here, and I'm trying to get them to pop forward a little bit so that I can, okay. Who's the guy that used to put a little bit of whiskey or something in his tea or his coffee? I think this is a grandfather type of figure.
Well, yeah, I was going to say even most likely him or my dad, but it sounds more like my grandfather.
this person used to do it in a way where he done it sort of secretly. He didn't want anyone to know he was doing it. So it's almost like he had a hip flask and he would just tip a little bit in when no one was watching. He just brings this through as a little bit of information here. There's also someone here with the initial C. I can't get the name, it happened so quick, but the initial C. So there's someone on the other side, and this is a man also, the initial C. So hang on to him, because you'll probably know who that is. Right, so before I carry on, if you can give me some feedback, if there's anything else that you need to know, what questions you've
yeah,
got.
I'm single. I'm looking for a relationship. You say it's coming, so I'm glad about that. If I can give me the feedback in my career-wise, that'd be, you know, because I'm still working on it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look career-wise. Okay, thank you. There comes a point that they're saying here where we have to really physically start something. And where you have to start is not really the place that you want to be, they're telling me, because quite rightly you've got some very, and they say that it's a nice way, you've got some grand ideas. And they don't say that flippantly. They say it in a very endearing way. You've got some grand ideas. But what they're saying is you need to start this really at base level. Really at base level. And thank you. And we know, they say, you won't like it, okay? Because, you know, that's really starting too low for you. But you've got to start. You've got to start something and get the ball rolling with this. No matter how meager, no matter shortcomings. No matter how shortcomings it would be to the goal, it's important to start. And I also see this here. I'm not sure if it's to do with writing or speaking. But it involves people. It involves people, and it involves, for want of a better phrase, community. And I use the term community quite loosely. But you're a leader. They're showing me that you're a leader, a mentor. This is what they're showing me. So is the work that you're doing something like this that you want to do, you want to get started?
Yeah. Right now I have my online business. But yes, I do get messages, angel messages, talking about being a leader, being a servant,
perfect.
Helping.
Yeah.
I get messages.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is important for you. And actually, once you get involved in this, you'll find that your online business, which you were considering once you're established in your real work, as it were, they're sort of kind of telling me that you say, okay, I'll knock that on the head now, but I don't think you should, and they're suggesting not to. Just keep this going. It won't take up too much of your time, and it'll be a nice little second stream, a second flow of money. But it is important. I think out there are people that need you, that need your. I don't know what it is you're doing just yet. I also... There's something around books, and I don't know if you're going to be teaching people to read that say adults actually that never learned to read, or there is something to do with community, something to do with service that you will be the leader of, and thank you, recognized for. I'm not saying politically recognized, but you'll be recognized in the your local administration, the local municipality. So I think this can be something really quite big for you, because once it gets going, I sort of see you also your name popping up in the newspapers here and there and everywhere. Have you been told this before? Because I think you have by other people. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been told that I've been known and stuff before.
So the thing is, you've got to start somewhere and just start. And it's the old saying that we talk about from the film Field of Dreams, build it and they'll come.
My thing is, I have a quick question. Is does that my upcoming relationship has something to do with it or not?
That's a good question. As I tune in here, okay, as I tune into this, I instantly saw that a relationship would, a very good relationship would come from meeting somebody in this new field of work. Now, It doesn't exclusively have to be that, because I might be just seeing something that looks similar to what we've been talking about. And so it could be, for example, just in a gathering with some people and you're just talking about general stuff, and this person would be there. But it does, you know, if I get sort of scales out, I would push it 70%, 75% that the person you will meet will be in this field of work that you're doing. Because you'll be a perfect vibrational match for each other. And that's the most important thing. That's why I think it's going to happen. So, you know, of course, there's plenty of other people out there, and you don't have to go down that line that I've seen. This is just one avenue. There are many, many more avenues, but this one is strong. And I feel really good when I give this information. I feel good. I feel vibrant. I feel uplifted. And I'm in a sense of knowing, but I've got to get started. I've just got to start somewhere. And as I say, it might not be the place where you really want to start, but you'll soon get to where you need to be once you do that. I've also just been shown it's either a prison or something like this, where there's an opportunity where you may be going in for the right reasons to help with education. Okay, so they've just shown me this. So just bear that in mind. It looks like it's an institution, a correctional institution of some sort. It might not be a state penitentiary. It might be something completely different to that, but they just showed me that because that's what I'm familiar with. So don't be surprised if you'll be helping people like this also. I think you've got a big job on your hands, and I think it'd be absolutely worthwhile for you and for the whole of society once you get this up and running. So there, that's what I have for you.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I'll do my best to get this going. And I'm still open, you know, to get messages that's going to help me through the process as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wish you well. And please do call back
in
at some point. All the best to you.
Before you go, I just want to say, before you go, as I'm talking to you, I see 222, so I guess you just confirm it.
Brilliant. Okay. Well done.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Okay, there we go. Let's go back again to Kentucky. Hello, you're through to Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're through to Mike.
Mike, hello. This is the first time that I've done this, so not exactly sure where to begin. Is it, should I ask a question or let you know something about me, or?
No, best not to know anything about you. Ask a question. What's on your mind? We can start with a single question. There we are, and we'll see where it takes us.
Okay. Well, I've lost both my parents, and so there was a part of me that was wondering if maybe you picked up on that, or if they had anything to say. I guess that's one question.
Okay. Okay. Let's just make a note of that. I'm going to make a note of that, and because I'm going to try and invite them into the conversation. Was there a second question as well, also, while I'm trying to get your parents in?
I was always curious if I would have another child, so that's something else that I wanted. And then the third thing that I would ask or say is I never met my grandmother, my daddy's mom, but my whole life I've always been compared, and, you know, you look just like her. Oh, my gosh, the features.
Right.
And I've always had this strong sense to want to know her, like I can't learn enough about her.
Okay.
And I don't hardly know anything about her. So I just don't know why I have this, why I'm so curious.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first thing that comes right out of the blocks, actually, is that you're of the same soul group. This is your grandmother, your on your father's side, your dad's mum.
Yes.
So, okay, how can we get information about your grandmother? Okay. Right, first of all, it'd be a bit difficult.
Why do I feel a connection?
Okay. But, well, first of all, you two are very similar. Very, very similar, personality-wise and soul-wise. And this, okay, the word that comes through is yearning. This yearning has come through, has this been recent, say, over a period of, let's say, the last year, it's been building up and getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Does that make sense to
yes,
you?
Yes, as far as yeah. wanting to know about her.
Right. Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, look, so clearly, the time is right now for the communication process to start taking place. But as I try and link in with her, one of the things you can do before you go to bed every night, ask that she'll communicate with you. If that's something you feel comfortable doing, ask if she'll communicate with you and ask that you'll be able to remember it. Okay. And eventually, with a bit of time, you'll start to get snippets of information about this. Now, why is she coming through? Let's have a look, see if I can draw her in and see why she comes through. Okay. Before I do that, I've got somebody here and I've got the initial B. The initial B comes through. It might not be from her name, but somebody else of your family in the spirit world with the initial B, and I feel it's with a lady also, the letter B. So if you don't know who this is, just hold on to it, because I want to keep the link going. She comes through now here. Okay, she's got a lot of information she wants to share with you. What I feel here about here, she was quite a wise woman here, but she suppressed it all in. Thank you. And the reason she's telling me, thank you, she's telling me this is because she's having a sense of feeling that you're not expressing yourself how you should be. You're keeping some stuff in. You're keeping feelings and emotions in about who you are and what you are, and you should be expressing them. She doesn't want you to be like her, which held a lot of information in. I think it might have been the sign of the times or something like this. But would you understand what she's saying, that you don't allow yourself the freedom to express anything, really? You keep a lot of stuff locked inside you. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Okay. And I think this. Okay. And so about a year ago, before this process come through, because I feel she's telling me that something shocked you. So there was something that happened about a year ago that really shook you up a little bit. And I'm not sure what it is, but it sounds like a shock. So would you understand that there was something, a shock? It could have been a family member passing, but something happened that really rocked you, you know.
My mom passed away 2 years ago this month.
This month. Okay. All right. Okay. Right. Let's see. Okay. So this is why your grandmother's come through. And who's the person that had either blood pressure problems, because I become very hot, very, very hot, or they might have had a stroke as well, or something like this. Do you know who this is on the other side?
I'm not sure. I mean, my mother passed of cancer, but she did have really bad, I get it from her as far as being a worrywart, stressing out, and stuff like that. I don't know if that would be it, but and I don't know my grandmother again. She never even got to see me when they went to Boston to visit her. I was like 8 months, so I stayed with my godmother, and we went and seen her. So, but I've just always been curious.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, with your grandmum, if you do this, like I said, just ask to connect with her every night. Eventually, little bits and pieces will start to be revealed. But the person I have with me now in the spirit world, as I say, this someone who is making me feel very hot, and I'm getting slight pressure along the forehead, and my throat is getting blocked up. So I don't know if this was a tumor or something like this, but this is who I have here. They're not
mom with stomach cancer, but is it a younger or older, or you don't know?
Let's have a look here. I'll have to be honest with you. They're not stepping forward that clearly just yet. So what I would tell you is, on the earth plane, before they got to know somebody, they would you'd have to earn their trust, and I think this is what they're doing here a little bit now. I do feel that a little bit of tension in the stomach. It could be that your mother's drawn close, but this isn't the main person that's here. It's somebody who's making me feel very, 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 very hot. And as I say, this little bit of a throat incident. I'm sure you'll know who this is. Okay, I feel this person had this is a female, hair down to the shoulders, and it was a mousy brown blonde type of hair, and it was straight. This is what she's showing me right now. And this person also used to do her fingernails as well, so that she used to paint her fingernails. This is who is here right now. If you know who this is, maybe you don't.
Do you want,
sorry,
need a comment or wait?
Yeah.
Okay, earlier you said a lady, and you said the initial B.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a best friend / niece / daughter.
Right.
She played all those roles to me. She passed away in Odeed.
Right.
She was like 24. Her last
right.
name's Bandy, and she always did nails. And she definitely didn't trust no one. She had a bad life.
Right.
It was through my ex fiance years ago that I met her. She passed away this month as well.
Okay. Well, she's safe. She's over the other side, and she wants to assure you that there's no judgment or hell or condemnation. She's okay. That's fine. I actually had in meditation earlier today somebody that come through. And I got the feeling it was that they were saying, you know, they didn't want to go when they went, but okay. I think she was quite philosophical, because she's saying, okay, but I'm here now, and that's it, you know. So, yes, she's there, and she's getting on with it, and all the pains and the troubles and all the stuff has gone. That's
yes.
disappeared.
Yes, she lived a hard life, and
yeah.
as long as I mothered over her,
yeah.
she did good.
Yeah.
But when she
yeah.
would go out on her own, she would always go back to addiction because
yeah.
of her wanting to be numb from her past or her life. So, she's this month as well, too. So I have always worried, is she okay?
Yeah.
Should I have made her stay with me longer? Should I have, but we were grown. I mean, she
yeah.
was an adult and a mother, so I couldn't make her, you know,
no.
do anything,
no.
and I just
no.
worry.
No. Okay. I mean, look, she doesn't come through as the type of person that says, look, don't worry, it wasn't your fault. She doesn't come through like that. She comes through now. She comes through now with the feeling of personal responsibility, that she understands that everything was her choice, her decision, everything else. And she's quite philosophical about this. So, yes, you're not to worry about this. And actually, I have to be honest, she doesn't even come through and say, I'm extremely grateful for everything you did. She's not actually saying that. I'm sure she does, but she isn't coming through and saying that.
I'm so curious about so many of people that I might be confusing you myself, because it's the first time I've done it, and I'm just so curious about everything.
No, that's okay.
So.
That's okay. I'll just move on a little bit for you, because I've got somebody here, a man. I've got an elderly man that had trouble with his knees. His knees, so he could walk, but he had knee problems. So I don't know if he had a knee replacement, or he certainly had trouble getting up and off the chair, although he could walk.
Yes.
And well, this guy's popped in as well. Let's see what he has to say here. Look, he's showing me himself a little bit here. I kind of feel in his heyday, he was quite a really smartly dressed man. But he let himself not go a little. That's not the word. No. I think okay. Well, if you knew him, would you understand that he lost feeling, a little bit of feeling in his hands or in his face? I think this is the person who I've got. I think this is the person that may have had a slight stroke, a mini stroke, when he was on the Earth plane. Did you know this person at all?
Okay, well, I would first say, I would guess to be my dad. He was in his prime. The man, you know, just everybody thought he was handsome. Everybody loved him. He had bad knees. They would give out the end. It did take us moving him from chair to chair or whatever. And he could have had, I don't want to say too much or whatever, but it could have been a stroke. When he passed, he had Alzheimer's. So you don't really know what he experienced because they lose so much anyway. So.
Yeah. I think we've got him here. Let's see what else he wants to say here. I'll give it. I think this is what he's saying. He towards the end, and he says it laughingly, jokingly. He didn't like the food that he was given. does that make sense to you? He says it in a humorous way.
Want to eat. He was an ongoing fight to get him to eat. Nothing tasted right to him.
Okay. But again, he also shows me it was either a Pepsi or a Coke, but he knew it was bad for him. He's showing me that it looks like Pepsi. Did he? Oh, there you are. So he's having a little drop of this now. And he's okay. He's fine. They're all fine. They're in heaven. They can't not be fine. He's not giving me his name actually, but everything is okay. And the message, the real message that comes through for you is for you to get on with your life and know that, you know, you've done what you can. For everybody else, but this is your time now for you to take a big sigh of relief. They're also saying to go somewhere, have a good cry, and let it all out, and know that you've done the very best for everyone, and now it's your time to excel. This is the message that comes through here. For you.
Yes, that would be.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be them. That would be, I've always been a Miss Fix the World, constantly trying to take care of everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And before I go, I leave you with something. Whoever it is talking about a keepsake box. Is that what they call it? You know, a little box with all kinds of things that you keep in there, of memories of people and so on and so forth.
Yes,
so there's like
all kinds of things.
Okay, so it's the keepsake box. Don't throw anything away from there. These wonderful memories. I think Kentucky's just dropped out. Okay, if you can still hear me, I've got one more thing to say. It's something to do with roses or flowers. No, it's not roses, it's flowers. But it'd be nice, whoever's on the other side, so just to plant some flowers down wherever you feel in their name. They would really appreciate that. So that's somebody who did like flowers. Okay, so that call dropped. But let's go to New York one more time. Hello, you're through to Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. This is Nicole.
You're welcome. How are you today?
Pretty good. You sound well, too.
Good, good, good. Everything's good. Everything
good.
Is wonderful.
Yes, everything is. That's what I was going to say. Everything is beautiful.
Yes.
I did have a question about my children's father. The last time we spoke, maybe I think it was about 6 months ago, you said that maybe that there'll be a positive change with him, and he's been very persistent, you know, lately as far as saying that this change is happening. So I was just wondering what you were picking up from that.
Okay. Right. Okay. When you say persistent, just so I know I've got my things right, persistent in a positive way or the other way?
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm saying, you know, like I do sense like his tone is changing a bit, you know, but it's a process, you know, this doesn't happen overnight.
No,
I was just, you know, wondering where he is in that process.
Okay. I've just got through, he's finally growing up. Is what's been happening. Now, tell me, do you know, has he just recently lost someone who's passed away recently?
I lost my mother in December and then my uncle a month later, yeah.
Okay, so the next question is,
he knows about it.
And was he sort of close to them? Did he get along with them when you were together or not? Because...
No, you see,
because I think this has affected him also. This is the feeling in some way. It's made him think, made him see that this is not a finite world, and we got to make the best of it. So yes, he's growing. He's growing up. He's growing up. He's beginning to. Okay, he's beginning to understand. I do sense it's genuine. I don't sense he's trying to hoodwink you. And I feel that he's moved into a kind of a different circle of friends. It's like there's some new people, or he has nothing to do with some of the old people that were perhaps a bad influence over him. I see him moving along in a different direction. I don't know, has he changed job at all? Or is he getting a new job? Because I think this is also
that's
where...
the thing. He's starting, you know, he started another job, and he's saying that, you know, he's the kind that bounces around and, you know, it's kind of selfish, like, you know, he'll just quit and do certain things.
Yeah.
So he says that he's being, you know, consistent with what he's doing now.
Yeah. And I think he's still got a process. There's still a few ups and downs that he's going to go through. And I wouldn't say he's going to relapse, but there'll still be a little bit of the old creeping in now and again. But I think you're on this path now, and I don't know why, but they're showing me sneakers and bright, clean, new sneakers. So I don't know if he's really fussy about wearing sneakers, or if it's your child that has bright sneakers, but there's something around sneakers that need to be kept absolutely immaculate.
I have my brother's sneakers. They're like neon orange.
Right,
and that was one of the things that I took from her. Wow, they're my sneakers.
All right.
Well, mine now.
Yeah, well, there you are. I think with this, we're now on the path. We're now on the road. You must remain strong. You must remain resolute. And I feel that you will know exactly when you can cut him a little break, but not too much so that he can, you know, okay. We just give him a little bit more to let him know that, that the process he's going through is worth it. But he's got to work at it. We can't give it to him, otherwise he'll go bang, straight back again. So, I think the prognosis looks good, as it were. You're doing everything correct, absolutely everything correct. And I hear this lovely energy in your voice. I really do. And
I can't remember
what the energy was before, but in your voice, the energy in there is of it's, don't get, thank you. They just say it's not hopefulness. It's not that. I'm trying to think of another word if they don't give it to me. It's an energy of expectation and joy and knowing that you know, we've gone past major hurdles and we're heading in the right. So there's a real creative, uplifting energy in your voice. And
that's what I've been doing. Yeah, trying to go with the flow.
That's
you know,
right.
Not expecting much, just appreciating where I am. Like
exactly.
That's what I've been trying to do the most, just appreciate where I am. Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow.
And that only comes from what you feel inside of yourself. If you didn't feel that inside yourself, the words would still come out, but we'd be able to hear a different energy from it. And much the same way you can with your kid when you comes home from school or whatever and says, you say,
yep.
How was school today? And they'll say, it was great, Mum, great. And you know, no, it wasn't great. You know, there was what's on your mind? What's wrong? And actually be aware of this. Thank you. Before we go, to use this motherly intuition to understand other people's feelings, because I think you're really good at
it. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Unconditional love. That's like one of the things that, you know, I want to provide, you know, not that I'm too easy or too hard, but you know, trying to meet people where they are. Wow. Thank you so much, Wayne.
You're welcome. Well, there you go. Well, look, have a good day.
Thank you.
And keep connected with me at some point in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye now.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, we've just about run out of time on today's show. Naturally, the clock, as always, has beaten us again. But I'll be back real soon with another couple of shows, another couple of topics. Well, whatever you're doing today, do know that you can connect with your guides and loved ones. This is not an elitist profession. Each and every one of us has this gift. So, all that does now is leave me to say that I wish you peace, joy, love, laughter and light, and connection with the higher realms. This is Mike Cavalli signing off. Bye-bye for now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.